Before we continue with the news here at WMEX, I feel it's imperative to thank my good friend Cy Burnett for explaining that card I got.
Hi, this is Jerry Gordon. Join me for Memories of the 50s, Sunday morning at 10 on The Human Thing.
WMEX 1510, Boston.
Rhode Island Governor Frank Leach has scheduled a meeting for tomorrow in hopes of ending the Providence, Rhode Island teacher strike. Henry Cabot Lodge returned to Massachusetts today, finished in his job as chief U.S. negotiator in Paris. Lodge told newsmen at Logan Airport,
"Well, I'm very glad to be back home in Massachusetts. I hope, I trust that this means I'm going to be here for the rest of my life."
By Monday.
I'm set now.
It's 33 degrees at WMEX Broadcast House.
Thanks for giving me the break. I appreciated it.
You ready?
No.
Cy Burnett with the 8 o'clock headlines.
Dun,
and now...
Dun, 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 dun.
Here's Bud Ballou.
Thank you. I'm not supposed to say pregnant lip on the radio. Okay, I'll cut that out immediately. I don't know about you people sometimes. This is Below. We're here till 11 o'clock on Saturday night. Dick Summer takes over Sunday. It's just not the same, you know. Like, Dick is in here on the other nights, you know. On Saturday, he's not here, and it's just not the same. I admit that, you know, because it's a lot of fun to work with a has-been.
However, I regret to report a growing segment of our young people are not shaving with a razor and blades. Instead of spending 15 cents for a styptic pencil, these youths are spending $15 for a Remington electric shaver. Now, I can sense your concern. However, there will always be a place for the styptic pencil as long as there are red-blooded Americans.
The Styptic Pencil Convention was brought to you by its arch enemy, the Remington Electric Shaver.
Age of a record, isn't it? That's the illusion. It's called Together, the key word today. It's in everything. Should be. It's 810 on WMEX Radio. Hey, I got a nasty note here from someone who thinks that myself and some of the other, well, I won't even blame the other guys, that here at WMEX we sometimes talk during the favorite part of a song. We try never to interrupt a song, but sometimes to save time, you know, in the beginning we'll talk of a song and talk while the song's on and also at the end. So I tell you what we're going to do. For all you end of record and beginning of record freaks, we will present all the parts of songs that you never hear on WMEX because of the big mouths that work around here uninterrupted next.
Take them.
Take her maxi coat.
Take his maxi boots.
Cool, yeah, they come. Look at the cool one. Look at the cool one. They're really
toes to your Tom McCann shoe store and get your maxi boots for your maxi clothes at Tom McCann from $8.99.
Okay, here we go. To make up for all the parts of songs that you never hear because of big mouth radio personalities on WMEX, let me get the right station, here are the parts that you never hear. Thing is, I won't even talk during them. I promise. WMEX exclusive done by Blood, Crosby, Sweat, Stills, Tears, Nash, and Janice.
You're listening to Bud Ballou.
Yeah.
Cross of the Supremes. Someday we'll be together. 8:17 in the Bud Below Show from WMEX Radio.
This is our little girl's first Christmas, and you can bet we want to save it. That's why we have a Kodak Instamatic movie camera. It's easy to load, just drop in a film cartridge, no threading at all. And the M22 model, like ours, costs less than $30. And that's so little for so many memories. This Christmas, give a Kodak Instamatic movie camera to someone special on your gift list, or maybe even to yourself. Think about it.
Oh, I thought that was going to be you. Isn't that Eddie Arnold? Does that, yeah? I met him one time. Yeah. Walked right up to me and said, "Hi, I'm Eddie Arnold." And I said, "Oh." Say Eddie Arnold for, I mean Eddie Albert. Yeah, he's the camera guy. I like cameras. I must have 10 million one of those little Instamatics, you know? I don't know. I take pictures. Especially the, well, I'm not going to get into that. I can't tell you what I take pictures of. The Boston Conservatory of Music is pleased to announce an opera. Oh, excuse me, ding. And there'll be a workshop scene recital to be given this Monday and Tuesday evenings, 8:30 p.m. in the Assembly Hall of the Boston Conservatory. Located at 8 the Fenway, Boston. Admission is free, and it ought to be. Yeah, I'd really like to go to that everything, but doggone, wouldn't you know, both Monday and Tuesday nights on the educational television stations are showing Mr. Rogers Visits Toyland, and I've got to see that show, so I won't be...
Leave it to WMEX to bring the stars to Boston, because it won't be long now. Thursday, December the 11th at 6:30 and 9:30 p.m. Janis Joplin, Columbia recording star, in person, in Boston, at the Music Hall. The Queen of the Blues, Janis Joplin, does her thing for Boston. But don't wait, hurry. Buy your tickets now before they're all gone. $4, $5, and $6 at the Music Hall box office or mail check to Janis Joplin Concert, Music Hall, Boston. Phone 423-3300. An RD production in association with WMES.
Keep
swimming
to home and keep trying to make it right.
Seems like everything changes now. Except some things about love. Parts of which can remain very old-fashioned. What's the way it ought to be? It was a hit in 62.
Real hands in the movie show, so they say.
There. That love's old-fashioned, and that's the way it ought to be. At least so say the Everly Brothers. I met them, too. I really like to impress you people with all these wonderful stars that I've met. The Everly Brothers. They always talk in unison, just like they sing. You know, hi, we're the Everly Brothers. You know, and for them, I went, which is a little bigger deal than Eddie Arnold. Albert, I mean. Whatever the dummy is, how do I... It's 8:26 on WMEX. Here's another listener's Christmas greeting.
Christmas comes but once a year, but I'm happy WMEX is here. Furthermore, all through the night, I am tickled I can listen day and night.
Happy holidays, WMEX.
I got every word of that home in a book. Dictionary. If the listener's greetings you just heard calls us within 15 minutes and can tell us the exact time the greeting was broadcast, could I have more harps there or whatever it is? Jingle bell, thank you. He or she wins one of over six... Okay, all right. He or she wins one of over $6,000 worth of Christmas gifts. Now, if that was your greeting, we're at 931-1500, but please do not call unless that was your greeting. 931-1500! Love you with the intrigue. This thing moves good. Thank you. Those are the intrigues on WMEX. That Cybernet is funny. He's in here all set to give you the very latest. Wait a minute. Have I got to do something here, Cy? We better find out. T.J. Martin's on the morning. He's not even here tomorrow, so let's forget about him. T.J.'s show has been canceled due to lack of interest, but he will return on Monday morning on WMEX. You're normally out in the mornings with T.J., right? Isn't that right? You enjoyed it, don't you? He really enjoys being in Boston, although I must admit, this is the quiet, humble type of person that Cybernet truly is. Though he does enjoy broadcasting in Boston. He loves Boston, but he's really a hometown person. And he would really like to return to his quiet little hometown someday. Cy, of course, comes from New York City.
This is Bob Wayne inviting you to listen to something special on my show tonight at 2 a.m. on The Human Thing.
WMEX 1510, Boston.
Well, we don't think you could take the salary cut.
You.
Good evening, it's 8:30. After nearly 11 months as the chief U.S. negotiator at the Paris peace talks, Henry Cabot Lodge returned home to Massachusetts Saturday afternoon. Lodge told newsmen at Logan Airport,
"Well, I'm very glad to be back home in Massachusetts. I hope, I trust that this means I'm going to be here for the rest of my life. And I've been looking forward to this for a long time."
There has been speculation that Lodge might have flung stones at Boston Garden recently. The Stones told him that they would stage a special rock concert before the end of this year, and that it would be free. Today it all came true, as over 200,000 came to the Rolling Stones rock concert in Livermore, California, 50 miles from San Francisco. Fair and cold, the full WMEX weather in a moment.
Poverty begets hunger. Children are suffering from lack of proper food. And poverty begets ignorance. Many of the same children will never go to school, never have a chance to better themselves unless someone helps them. There is a way to help these children through the Christian Children's Fund. Jerry Gordon of WMEX asking you to help. You can, and for just $12 a month. Write to the Christian Children's Fund, Richmond, Virginia.
WMEX weather, fair and very cold tonight, a low of 20 downtown and 10 degrees inland. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a high near 40. Increasing cloudiness Sunday night with a chance of rain or snow by Monday. It's 32 degrees at WMEX Broadcast House. Cy Burnett with the 8:30 news.
Ready.
Portions recorded.
Go.
Ready?
Yeah.
Contact. Now here's Bud Ballou.
He really knows Chet Huntley, you know. Walks around all day. Says, "I know Chet Huntley. I know Chet Huntley." Good sign. Give him the newspaper and he goes and he reads it. Here's the one I die with BS&T.
I'm not scared of dying, and I don't really care.
I'm the devil.
We're right behind.
Loud, you.
Don't wanna go by the devil, don't wanna go by demon, don't wanna go by Satan, don't wanna die uneasy.
To give you how busy I give you an idea how busy I am on a Saturday night, I was just sitting here looking at the side of this pack of cigarettes. Now I'll admit I have a bad habit. I smoke cigarettes. Okay, that's only one of many bad habits. But I was just looking at this. Is how stupid this thing is. It says the side of the pack, caution, cigarette smoking may be hazardous to your health. Okay, it's agreed, it probably is. But how come they don't put that on other things? For example, how come when the United States makes, what do they call them, a cannon? A big gun. I don't know too much about war talk. Let's say a big cannon. Why don't they put something on the side of that big cannon? You know, for example, caution. Firing of this cannon may be hazardous to someone's health.
I'm Pat Lambert.
I'm Alan Nickel. And we're both in the Broadway musical Hair.
We have a little acne, so we both used TheraBlend.
TheraBlend helps dry them up and helps cover them up, too.
Lots of kids go through acne, but TheraBlend makes it easier.
Ask her.
Ask him.
They're not the only kids in the show that use TheraBlend.
Gimme TheraBlend! Who needs it? Gimme TheraBlend!
From the makers of Noxzema.
John was quizzical, studied by the physical science in the home.
Silverhammer, and those are the Beatles and WMEX. If I asked you to name who has the all-time biggest selling record, you'd probably say the Beatles, right? Or you're wrong. Not the number one record of a week, not the number one record of a month, and not the number one record of a year, not the number one female, not the person who sold the most. Unequivocally, the number one all-time biggest selling record ever. It's just a bit unbelievable. But then you think about how many years this thing has been around and say, yeah, I bet that's true. But this is the all-time biggest selling record ever. This is Bing Crosby's White Christmas.